Buddy, you know who it is. This is your boy Bubba.
Coach Doty.
Welcome back to another episode of Untamed. It has been quite some time since we have talked or last time we met. So, you know, we got a lot to catch up on, lots to talk about. Let's get right into it, man. NBA Finals coming to a close. Lakers up 3-1. Everybody's saying the Heat are going to try and come back and win it, but, you know, I think Lakers are going to close it out and they're going to get a ring tonight. What you think?
You know what I think. I don't want them to win. I hope Jimmy Butler then come back and tie the series up and win the series. That's what I'm hoping.
I just don't think it's going to happen, man. AD... Anthony Davis shut down Jimmy Butler the previous game, only held him to 22 points after having that triple-double in Game 3. Tonight's going to be the nail in the coffin, man. They're just going to put it away. Lakers are going to be finals champs. They're going to do it. I feel like this is they're doing it for Kobe, man. Like, I'm being realistic. Like, you know. They
can do it for Kobe. I can feel that, but they playing in Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Hey, dreams can be made and dreams can be shattered.
That's true.
I'm going for the Heat.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're the president of the LeBron James Hate Club.
Yep, and we having a meeting right after I get off this podcast.
Yeah. See what you can do to jeopardize the game.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we'll talk about my fan club later, the Tom Brady Hate Fan Club. But,
oh, it's only five of y'all.
Nah, there's more than that. But, yeah, NBA is coming to a close finally, you know, after this crazy NBA season of, you know, having a season, then getting shut down by COVID, then coming back and playing. It's crazy that they made it this far. Same thing with the MLB. I mean, they played a whole 60-game season, and now they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, my Astros gonna pull it out.
They didn't even make it past the first round.
What you talking about? Didn't make it past the first round.
They barely made it out of the first round.
Man, we made it though. It doesn't matter if or how you make it past. It's all that matters is that you make it past.
Who are you guys playing? The Athletic? The A's?
I think we're still waiting on the game to see who we playing.
Either way,
it don't matter.
Either way, you're gonna lose.
We don't worry about who the opponent is. We just need the opponent to show up.
It don't matter, man. You ain't got that cheating scheme no more, so you ain't gonna be able to win.
We got something brewing. We just ain't telling nobody. You gotta catch it. Don't catch it.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Gotta find a way to win.
Well, either way, NBA's coming to close tonight. We'll see who wins. I say the Lakers, you say the Heat, but you know, it's up to them.
Mr. Hero and Jimmy.
Never not James is going to finish it out.
Yeah, he needs to for his legacy. He needs to. But I ain't going to put none past Hustle Man. You know, Jimmy Butler, Hustle Man. So I ain't going to put none past him. I think he's going to pull something off. Go down swinging.
Nah, I don't see it. But man, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's move to the NFL, man. It's been a couple weeks since we last talked about the NFL. Last time we talked was right before week two, and you know, both of our teams had our ups and downs since then. So yeah, week five coming up. Who you guys got? The Giants?
Man, I don't even know, honestly. Cowboys, I'm kind of upset with right now. They not. I don't understand what we're doing. I don't understand what we're doing. We should have kept the old head coach if we was going to produce like this. I just don't understand some of the reasons for the moves they make. That, I think his staff are falsified. I don't think as good as his staff looks, he's playing that good. And I don't know why Zeke even went and got that tattoo on the stomach, because he ain't eating right now. So I don't know, man.
The thing that shocked me was that you guys gave up 49 points to the Browns. And they didn't even have, they had like over 300 yards rushing and only like 160 yards passing.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's crazy. It's what it is.
Yeah, it is. But you know, we got some more games. This is a divisional game coming up. We got to figure something out. We're behind the Eagles, and the Eagles have only won one and got a tie. So, I mean, it ain't looking good for us right now. We, you know, we got a long season. We got some more games to play. We just need to knock out these divisional games.
Yeah, you know, my team doesn't have a very good opponent coming up. We got the Chiefs, and, you know, that's going to be an ugly game. I'm not expecting no win at all because you know, it's just going to be ugly, period. You know, it's the Chiefs. They're going to put up 40 points on us because our defense is sorry. We lost to the Patriots. Close game at half. They're going to come out. Just couldn't stop the run game. Then we played the Bills. We was down by one at half. And then, you know, just the stupid, simple mistakes, turnovers that killed us in that game. And yeah, that really killed the game for us in that game. And now we're playing against the Chiefs. We should be going in this. Really, we should be going in to the bye week after this game 4-1.
No, got to raise.
Yes, no. We should be going into the bye week after this week 4-1. Only losses to the Chiefs. We should have beat the Pats easily, and we should have beat the Bills. But we shot ourselves in the foot. So now, the bye week should be a real wake-up call, like, man, like, we got to get it together. Because week after that, we play good old Tom Brady, the GOAT man himself, as they claim, in Vegas. So, you know, it's going to be a interesting game. But it's just – it's ridiculous, you know. I'm expecting more out of them. But we are a little on the injured side. There's at least, like – 20 players on the injured list. There ain't no excuse. That's not an excuse. I mean, that's a legitimate reason. I mean, when your best players aren't playing, I mean that factors in. That's like you, and your whole team has everybody except for Vander Esch, and he's hurt again. You got your whole team there, and y'all still losing.
We don't worry about who's injured, who's not, none of that stuff. Scrape them up. Get him off the field. Next man up, Simon Callum. Y'all lose a game and we got injuries and we got. No, man, it's the Raiders.
No. It is just not just the Raiders, man. It's not even about that. It's just. They not. I don't know. I'm not in there in the locker room. You're not in there in the locker room. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But clearly, they need to pick the shit up because it's ridiculous.
See, look how bad they're doing. They got two cuts. That hurts me right there.
It hurts me seeing this. Like, come on. Like, man, I've been waiting so long for them to go back to the playoffs, and when they did, They didn't even have Derek Carr in the lineup. Got stomped on by a sorry Texans team with Brock Osweiler. So now I'm thinking, all right, Eric, we got everybody who we need. And it's just not looking the way it is. Everybody wants the defense coordinator fired because his defensive schemes don't fit the players, which I believe is true. And he's not a good DC anyways. So, I don't know. These next couple weeks is going to be interesting. This next game is going to be interesting. Everybody's expecting us to lose, which I agree, because I don't expect us to win. It's the Chiefs. You know, they got the hot hand right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be interesting these next couple weeks.
You know what's not going to be interesting? I keep telling you, don't get your expectations up. Don't get your hopes up. It's the Raiders. It is the Raiders. This is what's going to happen.
But look what's happening for y'all, man. Y'all lost to the Browns. The Browns. Come on, Doty. You're telling me it can't be just my team. It's your team as well. Y'all 1-3 right now. 1-3. Y'all really should be 0-4, honestly. Y'all never should have beat the Falcons. They shot themselves in the foot.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You know what? As many people as you say shooting themselves in the foot, we still got what? One win. We won the game. That's all that matters.
You did win that game, but you know, out of all people, you know you should have lost that game. And everybody knows you should have lost that game.
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
Exactly, because you don't want to admit it.
It's not nothing to admit. We worked on special teams. We worked on kickoff. We worked on onside kick. We executed. We got the ball back. We went down and we scored. It's real simple.
No, it's not real simple. The Falcons shot themselves in the foot, not knowing the rules of basic football and not picking up the ball when it was kicked right to them.
Who thought of that?
Clearly, it's the Atlanta Falcons. But everybody knows you pick up that ball. They pick up that ball. You're not winning the damn football game. That's simple as that, Doty. I don't want to hear the blasphemy coming from you. I don't want to hear it.
How many quarters is it? How many quarters is it in a game?
Obviously, four.
Four quarters. When is the game over with?
When the clock hits zero.
In what quarter?
In the fourth quarter.
Who was ahead?
Clearly, it was you guys.
Thank you. That's all that matters. We need to do that. We need to do that more often every week.
But it didn't happen, did it? The Browns were up 31-something on you at halftime.
Yeah, they were. They really
could have put up like 60 on you. Like, seriously.
Did they?
But they didn't. But they, how much did they put up on you? 49. Do I need to call your big brother Stephen A. Smith and get him on the line?
No, you don't need to tell Stephen A. He ain't no big brother of mine.
He's your big brother.
No. Call my cousin Skip Bayless.
Skip, no. Skip.
No, Skip.
Come on now, Doty. Come on now, Doty.
Why? We're going to turn this thing around. This weekend, we're going to turn it around. We're going to get things on track.
Of course you're going to turn it around. You're playing the Giants. They're trash.
So you gonna get, that's another excuse of why we gotta win?
Yeah, you should win. You should blow them out. Wow. They're 0-4. Wow. They don't got Saquon. Man. They don't got no good receiver. You should destroy them.
The game gotta be played, right?
If y'all lose that game, Doty, I'm gonna hang that over you, bro.
You can do that. Because I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. That don't deter me from my star. I'm not going to go into no game. Oh, well, I'm not expecting us to win. I expect to win every week.
So do I, but there is.
I'm not. No,
there are
no,
dreams,
no, just,
there are dreams just, and there are realities, Doty. The Kansas City Chiefs are a top five team in the NFL right now. Do you think the Raiders, my team, that don't have a good defense right now, are going to stop them? I don't see it. I want us to win. I want us to win. I want us to win. But in the end,
when I told you at the beginning, y'all in the same conference with Pat Mahomes, what did you say? No, we're going to find a way to get it done. Now you're telling me, oh, we're going to lose. Oh, I don't want to hear that.
We're going to find a way to win. But at the same time, it's going to be hard to win. That's all I'm saying. And it's in KC. It's in KC. Like, come on, Doty. I'm being realistic. I ain't beating no bush. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm being realistic. It's going to be a hard time to win. That's all I'm saying. It's on the road. I just can't see it happening.
Okay.
I want us to win. That would be a nice win. That'd be a statement win. But it's gonna be hard. Like I said, it's gonna be real hard.
Well, I agree with you. Y'all can't win. But it just hurts me that you would just sell out your team like that. You know?
I wouldn't sell out. I'm not selling out. I'm being realistic. That's what I'm being. I'm being a realistic football fan. I know when we can win and I know when we can lose.
Okay.
Clearly our biggest weakness right now is our defense. Always has been. They bought out $90 million for this defense, and we still look like garbage.
So they're
going to have a field day against our defense. Offense, hopefully they pick it up. They've been picking it up. They put up points on the board. You don't fumble the ball. You go down and score every time you get the ball. It's going to be a ball game. Simple as that.
Okay. All right.
If they play the way – like they played against the Saints, against the Chiefs, yo, it's going to be a hell of a game on offense and defense. So that's what I'm saying. That's how they're going to have to play. They're going to have to play a perfect game.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, Doty. Is they have to play a perfect game. Then, once Sunday's done, move on to next week.
Okay.
Win or lose on Sunday. Win or lose on Sunday, you grieve on Monday, you move on to Tuesday. Simple as that. You celebrate or win on Monday, and then you move on to Tuesday. Simple as that.
That's a true Raider topic.
Because that's all I do, Doty. I speak the truth. I don't speak the blasphemy like you do.
That's what you want to call it. But it's the Raiders. Once again, I'm going to say it. It's the Raiders. Don't get your hopes up. The Raiders are not going to do nothing. They got it. They, you know, Raider Nation pumps them up every year. They're not going to do nothing.
We're going to do something, man. Hey, it's still early. Now, it is still early in the season.
Not for the Raiders.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. And you know what? I'm not worried. We going to get it figured out.
Y'all not going to be San Diego.
Are you joking? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to sweep the Broncos. We're going to sweep the Chargers.
You're not going to sweep the Chargers. You already admitted you ain't going to go. You ain't going to beat Kansas City. So y'all are already out the playoffs.
4-2. 4-2 in the division, and we beat everybody else. Bro, we're in a wild card right there.
Y'all done.
No, we not.
Y'all done.
11-5 right
y'all
there.
Y'all not going to get no wild card.
Yeah, we are. We're going to get a wild card. I'm telling you.
That's going to go to NFC North. I mean, AFC North and watch.
All right, man. Let's move on to the next topic in the NFL. Let's keep it going. All right. I've seen that Dwayne Haskins has got benched, and they're going to start Kyle Allen Sunday. So I was reading some of like the comments we were saying. Some people saying that it's biased because he's black. He's a black quarterback, and he's not getting a chance. Other people saying it's just strictly business. I want to hear what you got to say first before I give my two cents.
I don't know what they're talking about with the bias thing. He has had his opportunity. He has struggled. And it's time to go with somebody else. If you don't save your season, it's that simple. It's that simple. I really to the point where I hope we do the same in Dallas. Just bring in somebody new and see what he can do. If he fails, what I mean, you ain't did nothing no worse. So I think it's time to sit it. And I like the fact the coach made him a third string. You gonna sit him? Go ahead and put him at the end of the bench. See if he gonna grow up. He had his opportunities. He's not taking advantage of it. If you really watch, it's the throws he's making that are good throws. Then it's the throws he's making. Why are you even releasing the ball? So I agree with the move. Mental.
Yeah, I don't think it's being racial at all. They're just those are the people that are just, you know, trying to stir something up that's not even part of anything. Like, he's had his chances clearly for the first 4 weeks. He only got one win. And clearly it's not getting done, like you said, next man up. Simple as that. And they're saying, oh, they're not getting a chance because he's a black quarterback. Like, that has nothing to do in the NFL. Like, it doesn't matter what skin color you are. If you're not playing good, you're going to get benched or cut.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly business.
Yeah, I think it was a point in time in the NFL to where that could have been true. But nowadays, no. 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 I really don't think that's true. He, you know, Coach Rivera, you know, if you really want to break it down, he really stuck with Cam too long. He should have got rid of Cam a while back. But he stuck with it. But you don't let lightning strike twice. Guy not getting the job done, get him up out of here. And there's too many other quarterbacks in the league that are up to par right now that you need to get an opportunity to. You got three of them on the team. I really hope he gives Alex Smith another chance.
I don't know. I'd be kind of scared just because of his leg and whatnot.
Hey, as much work as this guy done put in, give him an opportunity to show what he can do. If he's doing it in practice, put him in the game, show what he can do. All you got to do is protect him, though. That's one thing that Washington did not do was protect him.
That's true.
Look at Pat Mahomes. Very protected. So the Chiefs know their investment. They're protecting their investment. Tom Brady, when he was with the Patriots, they protected him. That's what it's about. Quarterback's supposed to be able to sit in the pocket, look downfield, and be oblivious to the rush. If he can do that, he can sit back and pick folks apart.
That's true. I mean, if his next man up, Kyle Allen, he's still young, so we'll see what he can do Sunday. I mean, he did all right, not too bad in Carolina, but I mean, he didn't really produce, as you can say. I mean, he gave Christian McCaffrey the ball when he wanted it, so he had that stellar season last year. So I mean, you never know. You never know what's gonna happen.
Right.
But they ain't got, right. But they ain't got no now, hey, playmakers like that in Washington, though. I mean, they got got Terry McLaurin, and that's all I really know.
Yeah, they really don't have none. But hey, you can put Haskins right back in when they play Dallas. Put him back in. Give him a game of practice. Put him in against Dallas.
And what's funny to me is that the season's already started, and they still don't have a mascot for that team.
That's a lot of politics.
It is politics. That is. Like, come on. Like, how are you going to say that and you don't have nothing yet?
Because you got to come with the right mascot. You just can't pick something and then later on you realize, oh, this is stupid. Can't take it back now. Got to find the right mascot.
That's true. That is true. Man, you got anything else you want to talk about before we close this thing out? Any predictions you want to give? Last minute predictions?
Man, Cowboys Super Bowl.
Oh, no. You better take that back. You better take that back.
The Super Bowl, man. But no, man, I just want to give a shout out to all the high school kids that got games tonight, the college guys that got games tomorrow, and, you know, the pro guys that got games, you know, saying Sunday, Monday. Give a shout out to them. Stay safe, play hard.
Man, I want to give a shout out to you, man, your team, your high school, man. Get out there tonight, get a win. You know, just get after it, man. Yeah, shout out to my old high school playing not so very good team. So, you know, just go hand it to them and then go home. Shout out to everybody out there, man. Be safe. COVID's still out there running this world. So, you know, just be careful. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth. Have a safe weekend. We'll recap Tuesday over the weekend stuff, college football, NBA, anything that happened over the weekend. We'll recap it Tuesday. So, yeah, that's all I got, man. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, Bud.
That was Dodie.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll see y'all Tuesday.